Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes. And as your guide through this morning meditation, I just want you to know that it's a wonderful way to start your week, and it's a great way to start every day. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then you have an opportunity to create the space for you to move toward your goals and being able to accomplish your goals. So for this week, the focus is moving into self-certainty. And without any further ado, I would like for you to please make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, your hands are in your lap, your back is straight, and your eyes are closed. And take just a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, up through the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily, slowly, and inhale one more time, nice deep breath all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale, very well, very good. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk, and this tree trunk has roots that really go all the way down through the floor, through the ground, to the core center of the earth, where the roots are firmly embedded and planted there. Very good. And continuing to breathe, you don't want to forget the breath. Envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is a beautiful pearlescent, opalescent golden light that surrounds you. This bubble is also known as your aura, which is an electromagnetic energy field that contains your mind and what's in your heart. It's also part of your life force energy. And so this beautiful golden aura bubble surrounds every part of you, no more than 18 inches out from your body, so it's nice and close. And it has a stiff edge to it so that nothing can penetrate it. An edge like an eggshell type edge. And imagine outside of this bubble is a giant flaming wall burning from the ground up. Very good. Large, giant, flaming wall. And as you continue to breathe, we're going to clear the chakras, beginning with the first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, at your tailbone. And this chakra, like all the chakras, deal with energetically how you balance your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies. They provide information that allow you to continue to not only survive, but to thrive. And sometimes these energy centers can become filled with energy that's really not your true energy. It may be energy from someone else, experiences, other people's belief systems, the media, the world view, feelings. They're filled with many things that may not be yours. So as you breathe through this first chakra, I'd like for you to release all and any energy that would keep you in any way from being able to live the lifestyle that you choose to live. If money is an issue, your health is an issue, this is the place to let go of anyone else's belief systems that you may have adopted. They're not yours. They're not helping you. Let go of what the statistics are and what's said in society. Let go of what other people are believing to be true about the economy. Release all of the chatter about what's best for your body and what's not. You have that information for yourself. So let go of everything as you breathe through this chakra. And let the violet flame gently and easily receive by sucking out this energy from your first chakra. Very good. And put your attention on the second chakra, which is located 2 inches below your belly button. Now each chakra, so that you know, is located along the spine. It's along the spine, but when looking at you from a front view, the position of the chakras, in this case, the second chakra, appears to be 2 inches below your belly button. And as you breathe and exhale out through that chakra, call to the surface for you to let go of any sexual energy and emotional energy and feelings that may hold you back from truly moving forward. Any sexual energy where you've ever been molested or raped, maybe someone has seen you in a lustful way and they have put their energy into your space even though you were not a willing participant. Perhaps it's sexual energy from a partner you've been with or other people. Just let all of that go because it's not your energy. Let go of any energy there where you have been holding on to fear in any form. Fear is also an energy that keeps us in a consciousness of lack. So let that go. Lack of money. Lack of good health, lack of what you desire, lack of a relationship, lack of the right job, whatever that is, just let it go and all the feelings associated with it. Guilt, envy, jealousy, depression, anger, slothfulness, apathy, the list goes on and on, but all of these feelings are associated with fear. So let the fear go in all its different forms, and the violet flame will receive it gently, easily, and effortlessly as you release it. And put your attention at your third chakra. That's located behind your stomach, also known as the power center. So through this chakra, as you continue to breathe, as you allow the violet flame to take these unwanted energies, release any forms of energy that have control over you. Habit patterns, addictions, people, past memories and experiences, future sightings, if you have your sights on something in the future and you're so addicted to one day or when it happens, that can be a form of addiction that keeps you from being present here today, right now, in order to bring about that which you choose to receive and experience in the future. So let go of all of the addictions, all of the different forms of energy that in one way or another control you. and let go of your need to control anyone or anything else. Sometimes when you control, you don't allow Divine Source to take over and truly bless you in the manner that you would like to be blessed. So let all of that go as well. Breathing nice and easily through the chakra, bringing it up from within you and allowing it to be received by the violet flame. Now put your attention on your fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is behind your heart. And that chakra, of course, is how you love yourself, the world, and others. This is unconditional love. And so this is a wonderful place and a wonderful time to let go of any energy where you have conditional love for a person or a situation. Let it go. Conditional love such as, if he would just do the dishes, I would love him more. If she would just not be so fussy, I would love her more. Whatever the conditions are, I'd truly love to take that vacation, but I won't, I can't, until I have the right job. All of those are conditions that block the flow of unconditional love. So let that go. Let go of the energy that keeps you from total forgiveness of others and yourself. They did not do it to you, whatever it is. So let it go. Every energy in its form has a purpose. And whatever experience, situation, or person you come across, however that energy exchange happens to be, it is for your best and highest good. It is showing you something, teaching you something, engaging you in something that ultimately has a purpose for you in its form. So allow yourself to be in a place of true forgiveness, of blessings for the other person, for yourself, for whatever situations and experiences you find yourself in, so that you can have that unconditional, fully divine love. And put your attention on your fifth chakra. Your fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. And that chakra governs creativity and communication. So let go of any energy in this chakra that would keep you from communicating clearly, that would block you or stop you from listening clearly. Release the energy that has you speaking too much or perhaps not enough. For what you say, every word from your mouth is a prayer for or against yourself. Your voice is heard by you. It goes into the universe and comes back to you 7 times fold. And that's what starts to become manifested. So every word you say, and therefore the energy behind the word, the feelings and emotion behind it, add an extra punch when it comes back to you. So clear out all forms of communication, listening, and speaking that is not for your best and highest good as a prayer for yourself. And let go of any energy that may block you or keep you from experiencing the full essence of creativity that you can experience for yourself. If you think you're not creative, know that you are, for every being on this planet is a creative being. Every human being is a creative being. By thinking, by saying, by doing, you are creating constantly. So to create what you desire means to consciously create and know that you have the ability to do so. So anything that would block you from being a conscious creator, let it go. Continuing to breathe. And put your attention at your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head. This chakra is also known as the third eye. And this is a chakra for clear seeing. Being able to see clearly is seeing from God perspective, that everything is perfect the way it is, that all energy does have its purpose, and that all forms of energy are here and present to assist you. This is the chakra deciphering the truth from a lie. So let go of any energy where you have any judgment, criticism. Just let it go. If you see something as being wrong, bad, let that go. Whether it's a person, an experience, a thing, just let it go. It's also where you see spirit very clearly. So you're able to see, you have the ability to see the true essence and the true spirit of every person that you interact with. Even if you see them as you pass them by on the street, you have the ability to see the essence of their spirit. And when you see them, anyone, and you're able to say hello, you acknowledge who they are, and they are able to acknowledge you. It is the full essence of validation, of love, and connection. So let go of any energy that would keep you from doing that, that would keep you from seeing that clearly. Nice deep breath. And put your attention now on your seventh chakra on top of your head. And allow yourself to let go of any energy that is within your seventh chakra. Now, this chakra is the one that we are focusing on for this week. And as you continue to inhale and exhale through that chakra, I am going to be discussing it in a little more detail. And as I do, allow the energy that you're ready to let go of at this moment, and as deeply and as much as you can, allow it to come to the surface and really let go of it as the violet flame takes it from you. Now this chakra, because it is at the top of your head, is also known as the crown chakra. And this is where you have the ability to know what you know, what you know, to be in absolute certainty without doubt. So whatever blocks you, that keeps you from being 100% certain about what you know, let it go right now into that violet flame. Release any doubt that you have about who you are, what you can accomplish, or the direction that you choose to go in order to accomplish your goals. Let all of that go. Let go of people's energy, the experiences, belief systems that you've bought into one way or another that may have you second-guessing yourself. Let that go. Let go of the wishy-washy ideas that hold you back from dreaming big. Let all of that go. Maybe there's a project or a situation happening in your life currently that you're not sure about. You keep going back and forth on. You're not quite sure exactly or if it's the right thing or not the right thing, the best thing. Whatever is happening, whatever the case may be, truly allow yourself to let it go. As this chakra also governs the intellect, the analyzer, and the rationalizing minds. And so that wishy-washy can take you back and forth as you analyze it, as you rationalize it, you are in intellectual pursuit of it. Let all of that go. Let go of the mind that is constantly thinking, figuring out, analyzing every situation, every circumstance, everything. You know what the answer is. Let go of the constant rationalizing of every circumstance in order to make it okay, rather than know that something is or is not your cup of tea. Is or is not for you something that you choose to engage in. When you let go of all of that, you know. Release how you need to intellectualize the world or yourself and what you do. Let it completely go. Now, all of these energies stand in the way of you completely and simply knowing, absolutely knowing what you're to do next, where you're to go, how you're to do. There's a place for the rationalizing, the intellectualizing, the analyzing, again, because every form has its purpose. But its purpose is not to stand in the way of your certainty. So let all of it go. Continuing to breathe deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale out through the seventh chakra. At this moment, I want you to allow negative thoughts to bubble up to the surface, those shadow thoughts about someone else, what someone else is doing, has, or would like to do or accomplish. This is where some of your judgment, this is where some of the, I'll say, gossiping energy can come forth. So let all of that go. You know those thoughts that flood your mind, which say, who does he think he is? She'll never be able to accomplish what she thinks she can do and more. Just let all of that go. And as these thoughts continue to flood to your mind, and you let them go. Don't hold on to anything or begin to think about why you're thinking about them. Let that go. That's the intellectualizing mind, the analyzing mind, trying to figure it out. Just let it go. You don't need to be fascinated about how you forgot about this or that as they come to the surface. Simply let it go into the flame. Your mind likes to diddle you with a lot of bull twinkie. All of our minds do. Things that are not you, but is the accumulative energy of belief systems due to programming and conditioning, due to judgment that's not in alignment with those false belief systems. and a push from the ego to make you think you're better or worse than someone else or somewhere or everything else. So let all of that kind of dark shadow negative thinking go. And let's begin to eliminate negative self-talk in all forms. You know, those wonderful pet names that you call yourself that are so unendearing. Whatever you've said about yourself that's demeaning, invalidating, and critical, let it go. Things like, that was stupid of me to do that, or how could I be such an idiot? Those kinds of wonderful, endearing names and ways of negative self-talk, let that go. Oh, no one, he wouldn't want you to talk to him because he's only used to this kind of person. Whatever it is, let it go. Remember to breathe from the tips of your toes all the way through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale easily and effortlessly, emptying everything in your mind into the violet flame. Very good. Just let everything flood to the surface. And if what you're experiencing right now is nothing, in other words, you're not seeing anything, you're not feeling, hearing, or experiencing anything at all, just allow yourself to be as you take these deep breaths, intending and knowing that you are clearing as deeply as you possibly can in this moment all of these energies. And now let's expand your mind by first imagining that your mind in the center and top of your head is a giant emerald green ball. Your mind, which is an energy form that's associated with our brain, see it as a giant emerald green ball. And see this beautiful, shining, sparkling ball right at the seventh chakra. And notice as it's beginning to expand and become larger. And this ball continues to become larger and larger and more expansive. So much so that your brain can no longer contain it. It continues to grow beyond the top of your head, beyond your physical body. It's really expanding, and it just keeps expanding beyond your aura. This emerald green shining ball expands out into the room that you're in. And it keeps going out beyond the house or the building that you're in. It keeps going, and it's expanding and getting larger and larger past the street that you're on and the entire city area. Intend your mind is expanding so large it moves beyond the state that you're in, is continuing to really just expand at an accelerated rate so that it's moving beyond the country, beyond the continent, and beyond the hemisphere of the world that you're in right now. Watch as it continues to grow beyond the world and all the way out into the universe, where it is so expanded it cannot hold a single thought, not one thought, not one idea, not one intellectual, rational, analytical piece of information. Your mind is so expanded that it has become completely blank and nebulous to all forms of thinking. Your mind can only hold the expansiveness of nothing. Your conscious mind is empty. Your subconscious mind is empty. Your superconscious mind is empty. And all that remains is simply you. Being you. Waiting to receive from the Almighty Divine. That's it. There's nothing else. And remembering to breathe. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. If for any reason your mind is still busy trying to ramble at this moment in all sorts of directions, simply say to it, mind, quiet. Be at peace. Be still. And take another deep breath. And as you exhale and release the breath, simply allow yourself to be in the space of you. And take another nice deep breath again, inhaling all the way up through your spine and exhaling, releasing the breath easily and effortlessly. In this non-thinking, quiet, expanded moment, simply be in certainty of who you are. Certainty of where you intend to be today, tomorrow, and always. Be in certainty of the power you have and the light that shines from within you. Very good. With no thinking at all, but simply knowing, see the image of what you intend to accomplish this week as far as your goals in the violet flame. Simply notice, not think, how these goals are being met. Allow to appear in the flame what the primary goal is. See it, don't think it. See how it's being met. Know how it's being met. If you're not seeing it, know it. And let the energy of the accomplishments of that goal unfold as you watch it in the flame, as you know the steps. Now, the only thing you have to do is walk directly into the energy pattern of your goals that have already been met, because this week you will know what it takes to make those goals happen. Now put your attention on your seventh chakra and watch as it appears to be a beautiful, rich, violet color vibration. See the seventh chakra and know the seventh chakra is a beautiful, rich, violet color vibration. And now surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun and absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Allow every part of your body, all of your bodies, to absorb this sun, representing your highest, purest energy. Just for you. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me or more about what Center of Light Miracles has to offer, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. where you will be able to find out our current events, what's happening now, navigate through some of the information about our classes and our services and our products. And until next week, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.